This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Milo is back talking sport with Maddie Sutton.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, we're talking local sport. It is MG Plaster South East Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Maddie Sutton.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good. It might be school holidays, but it's all go out there at the stadium. But we'll just turn the page back a bit to the last round before the Christmas break of the South East Coast Basketball League. The women suffered forfeits in both games, but obviously there's a story there. Now, the men, undefeated Panthers, 84. They remain that way, defeated Bulldogs, Blue, 48. So, gee, Panthers doing everything right, and the others are going to be scratching their head during the break how they can knock them off.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in really good form. The break might do the rest of the competition some good. But yeah, they're turning into a bit of a powerhouse at the moment.
Now, Cougars 71 defeated Bulldogs Red 57. And I see Mitch Hunter's enjoying being home with 20 points. But Cougars just too good.
Yeah, good to see the Cougars turn their season around from the previous season. Got some good players in good form.
And Cats, 91, not quite the 100, but I reckon they'll get it before the season finishes. They defeated Roos, 62, and Cade Bradley having a good season, consistent with 33. And I'm going to give a rap to a young fellow. I've watched his development, Mackay Barron, a 14-year-old. And obviously those youngsters can come into the A-grade and perform a role, Matty.
They can. He's a good kid, Jason. He's Mac. Yeah, his dad, Jason, a former pioneer and a good basketball educator. So yeah, he's awesome, Mac. He hopefully has a bright future in the sport and continues with passion for it.
Now you've had a busy week because you've had the lock up, and that's juniors and catch up.
Yeah, it's been good. We had the hot day on Monday and got through the under 12 boys and under 14 boys and. The Tuesday was the under 14 girls, which is another really good day. And then today's the under 12s, the rest of the under 12s. So it's been really good having all the kids out here. The energy's been great, and it's been good to get some basketball going.
And the parents thank you because you're burning up that energy and they're not bored.
Now,
Lakers, obviously in preparation, and it's a fair way down the track, but obviously they're taking it very serious, which is no surprise. Had some trial games against Narracourt, Millicent, and Portland on the weekend.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good initiative by our teams and other visiting teams to put the invite to some groups to come down to play some games. It was really well received. We're really disappointed, and a lot of our teams are disappointed not to get our tournament done. So we needed to find a way to get that need to play games and keep their development going. So I was really fortunate to have teams come and play.
You had AFL royalty there, reigning Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal watching his sister or sisters playing for the Narracourt Kings.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have a superstar in the building. And yeah, a lot of the people, there's a lot of nervous people trying to look and see and get photos. And that was just a cool experience to see someone of that calibre in the stadium.
There you go. As I said, you've got the break. Club basketball won't be back to February in unison with school holidays, etc. Now, further down the track, the first Lakers group to head off will be the senior men and women to Adelaide. Maddie Burkefield with the men and Brian Green. So they'll obviously be looking at creative ways to get a bit of competition one way or other in the build-up to that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting what they do with their prep. We're all thinking about that now, and now they have time to train. Whether they get some practice games in, I'm not too sure, but we'll see how they go.
Maddie Sutton, thanks for your coverage of basketball at the Ice House. You have a good break, and we'll catch up with you in the new year.
Will do. Thanks, Sutton.
You in for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.